Going to introduce a book named Aadu Jeevitham, which was written by Malayalam famous writer Benjamin. He was an Indian novelist and a short story writer in Malayalam language. I recently read his book Aadu Jeevitham. God Day is based, or Aadu Jeevitham is based on the real life experience of a Gulf escapee in the 1990s. Najib, a sand miner in Kerala, dreams of better times. His wife is pregnant and he needs to sort out his life. Perhaps the same stock dreams that the 1.4 million Malayalis in the Gulf had when they were in Kerala. He reflects word that scorched with the hideous irony when we later think back on them. After a long wait in Bombay, he lands in Riyadh one evening with a companion. There is no one to pick them up at the airport. It's night when they meet their destiny, a shabby Arab in an old pickup. Their journey almost endlessly from bright city to dark desert, from expectation to despair. Najib is separated from his companion and dumped in Masara, a goat farm in the middle of the Saudi desert. From now on, he will live with his boss, his arbab, and a scary figure, long-beard fellow who had a hair like that of a savage and the dirtiest of arbab clothes. Starving and scared, Najib realizes his dreams are set to fade away, and yet he has hope, faith, and the innocence to imagine. The scary figure is the shape of things to come. During the course of the next 3 years, this is what he will become. Aadu Jeevitham is about Najib's life in the desert and his painful escape. It is not what we had expected to bring with us to that comfortable chair. The narrative is almost sparse like a diary, and yet it is one of the most gripping book that we all read. After reading this book, I am greatly inspired by Najib's life. In India, especially in our state Kerala, a lot of people go to the Middle East for jobs. Jobs here does not mean high profession. Jobs as slave, because there is no other way to live. Surviving in the orthodox country for Keralites is very difficult, because unlike here, the rules are very harsh and not liberal. The book is divided into four parts: the prison life, desert life, and his escape, and finally he lived as a refugee. The book gave us a clear picture of minimum extent to which a human can be exploited. He has to live among the goat as a goat, and at the time we feel that goat have a better life than him. We will get a deeper meaning of water and food and so on. The book will teach us how important they are and huge role they play in our lives. We may not able to grasp the full extent of having water and food, because all we know is that without water and food we will die, but we haven't experienced utterly scarcity. The book tells us how simple or uncertain is human life when exposed to violence of nature. He is lost without any help, all alone in the vast desert. While reading the book, I even wondered how people can behave like they have no heart. The Arabs who have enslaved this man treated him so badly, worse than an animal. He is not even given the consideration of being a human being. After reading the book, I had deep thought of the thousands of people from my family around me facing the same fate at this moment. They go forth to the Middle East with a hope of earning something, to be doing difficult jobs, because this is their last hope for saving for their poor family. Another thing I saw in the story is that the person's hope never fades. He is a strong believer of God. He is a strong believer of God and pray God to help him. There is this constant hope in him that God will help him. I did not know whether it's God who helped him at the last moment, but I am sure that it is the hope helped him survive all this horrible condition. Najib's life really teaches great lessons of life, and it's also a moral for, and it is also a good moral story for us.